The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Chulin Benvova Midbeis. Anyone who has watched the process of preparing an animal, if the shechita, often notices one of the dramatic things is when there's occasion to blow up the lung, and this is something that's mentioned in the Gemara Chulin Menvavah Midbeis amongst other places. Let's in Yisrael Hashem see the Gemara, the specific case mentioned over there, is Amrav Yosef, Hareya de Avsha, Hareya, a lung that makes noise. So Rashi says, it's an important Rashi, we'll get back to it. Rashi says, we're referring to when you blow it up, it makes a sound as if the air is exiting it. Mashmaris kol ki l'ruach yaitse mimenu, as if it is letting out air. So, we're talking about a lung that sounds like air is escaping it. If we know where the noise is coming from, so you put on it a feather or something the like, or a spit, and or a straw, and you see if the place where the noise is coming from, if air is actually escaping with the feather test. And if yet it's treifa, it's not ksheira. We lo yadin en hechana avshe. If it is noise, but we're unable to locate the specific area on the lung that's producing this noise, meisin mesichlasa demay pshuri mesvino begava. We put in the, in lukewarm or room temperature water. We'll see in a minute what this means. Not in hot water, not in cold water. You put in pshuri, which we'll define for our purposes as room temperature. We blow it up. If it bubbles in the full bath of room temperature water, then obviously, apparently, it has a hole and it's treif. If not, it's kshera. So why is it making noise? Ta inkav. There is a hole in this lung, that's what's causing the noise, but the air is not escaping, the air is going between the different layers of the membranes of the lung, and that's what's producing this noise, but the air isn't exiting, and that's why the lung remains kosher. Now, before we get to the main topic I would like to discuss, just an important aside, the Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Vav, and the Sibron Shulchan Aruch points out that Rashi understands that warm water is going to sort of cause the hole to seal, and it's not a reliable method of testing a hole, but cold water is also going to be the reverse, I'm sorry, that it's going to rip it, and the fact that it fails the test, if you one would use cold water, is not going to prove that strafe. It's unnecessary standard to use cold water. The Ran, on the other hand, brings that there are those who say that cold water is also going to seal the necker. But just going back to Rashi as an aside, according to Rashi, essentially, if you would use cold water, and the lung would withstand the test, and that let out air, it would still be kosher, but if it would fail the test, it wouldn't demonstrate that the lung was actually treif in the first place. There is a discussion in the Paiskim, today in slaughterhouses, they don't blow up lungs the old-fashioned way with a mouth, but rather they do it with a machine, and some Paiskim raise the issue that perhaps when we use a machine to blow up lungs, we are unnecessarily, at least in some instances, tarfing a lung that maybe would not have failed the test if we would do it with an old-fashioned mouth method, which is more moist air, etc. Okay, that's just an aside. Now, what I'd like to discuss in Yesh Hashem is, do we do this, how we do this, and if we don't do it, why don't we do it? So, before we see what the Paiskim say, if we look ahead on Daf Nun Beis, there's a very important Rashi Dumascham Betrei Gapi. He quotes Elochas Gedolis that says that all instances that require testing, Bedika, Nefula, Shvur, Drusa, anything that we need to test it, in order to allow it to be eaten. It says, in earlier generations, they had the sufficient expertise to be baidik, but we are not baidik, and we don't rely on ourselves. Now, it's a little bit unclear, and this is something that's definitely a subject of discussion in the Achrayinim, is the Bahag referring to lost level of expertise, meaning that it's an art that was lost and we no longer know how to do this? Or is he saying that we don't trust ourselves that we don't trust ourselves and we don't want to rely on our own results? Now, the Lashon isn't clear. Rashi turns around and says, "Veli nira de ein loy ledain lamesh ein avroyis." Umuta lismachalav dechsev al ashev deshiyah bayamim mahem. He says that we have a right to rely on ourselves because that's the rule. The rule is we follow the judge in each generation, so to over here we have a right to rely on ourselves, which would seem that according to Rashi, he was not understanding that Elochas Gedolis was referring to lost art, but rather that we don't feel we are of sufficient stature to rely on our own testing. Rashi goes on to say that someone should be very exceedingly careful. He should bring all the butchers, all the experts, in order that should come out properly when it's necessary to test. Now, this is something that is constantly raised in Hilchas Treifus. Do we rely on testing? Do we have sufficient expertise to test? Now, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Vav, Seif Dalet, it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, how to test the lung that makes noise. And the Shulchan Aruch consistently quotes, refers to how to test treifus. It's the Ramah who often raises the issue that we don't test nowadays. The Ramah makes a comment over the Seif Dalet. If someone had a lung that was producing noise and it was once put in hot water or cold water, it's no longer possible to test it again because hot water, according to Rashi, cold water, according to the Ran, will cause the hole to be sealed. And then even if there was originally a hole, if we retest in lukewarm water, it won't be a reliable test. So Shach, Sif Katan Test points out, the fact that the Ramah is discussing this practically seems to imply that according to the Ramah, this is a test that we do today. And he raises the issue that in other instances, like a shriveled lung, over there the Ramah says that we don't have the sufficient expertise to test the lung. So the Shach says that perhaps over there it's more difficult, it's more long term, but he raises a counterpoint than Siman Lamed Tes Siv Dalet. It's the Ramah is referring to a specific kind of Sechik Kesidron, but over there it's controversial if it needs any Bedika. The Gemara definitely doesn't say needs Bedika, and over there the Ramah says that we don't have the Bekis, we don't rely on testing, so certainly over here what it's indisputable that needs to be tested, it should need to be tested. And the Shach raises other instances where the Ramah seems to say you need a test. And the Shach says perhaps we can make a distinction that where there is a specific that in a case what if there is a hole, it would be readily apparent, then we have Bekias. And over here it has a hole, it's making noise, so this is something that's a lung that's actually making noise. If it has a hole, it would be easy to recognize. So that's something we can rely on our own testing. The Shach goes on and says, however, the Aguda says that we are not Bekiim, we don't rely on this Bedika. It's not 100% clear in the Shach what is his bottom line. Do we or don't we perform this test? Now, the Tur Shar says like this. He says that Nowadays, we shouldn't rely on this thing, even if we know the area where the sound is coming out of. Meaning, not only if it's in general making noise, and we have to do the more difficult tests of sticking the whole thing in water, but even to do the more limited tests of testing one specific spot, and testing only that one specific spot, even that says a similar chadasha. This is something we shouldn't rely on nowadays to perform this test. The Levush Esrad, in his beer on the Simla Chadasha, in the Sim, in the Sim of Katan Chavdalit, he raises a point that the Rama himself in Simin Lamed Zayin refers to an instance where there is a blister on the lung that's actually making noise. And the Rama says, if we have a double problem with the lung, that both it has a blister on it and it's making noise, that's too much. That's too many problems with the lung to be makshet. It's called tartil reisa, something we don't want to go into now. But in any case, says Levush Esrad, from the fact that Rama says if it's making noise and has a blister, you can't test it, it would lead one to believe that if we'd have either one of these issues alone, it's something we could rely on testing. Now, the Reish Ephraim from the Mechaber of the Beis Ephraim in Simin Lamed Vav in the Reish Ephraim Siv Katan Chav Ches, so he quotes a shach that we mentioned earlier that raises the issue of, do we say this is a limited bedika, so something we could reliably perform nowadays, or perhaps not, and ends off with Aguda that says we don't rely. And the Reish Ephraim says that the Prima Gadim seems to understand that the Meshach's bottom line is something that this is a test we would not perform nowadays. But the Reish Ephraim raises an objection in Simin Lamites. The Rama says the Rama in the beginning discusses which kinds of issues in the lung we do or don't blow up to test. And the Shach, the Siv Katan Hei, says, so too, if these, the reyes mentioned in the Gemara, like Reya de Avshan, Gabi Otam, then that's something also we can require to test. What Rama says is over there is that he quotes to Minhagim that there are those who blow up every single lung in the slaughterhouse, there are those who only blow up if there's an issue, like a sercha. And the Shach says that not only those issues are more mentions, but of course certainly, meaning in the places that blow up everything, every lung they test, so they certainly test every lung. But even the places that don't are going to test for the ones mentioned in the Gemara, like Reya de Afsha, our case. The fact that the Shach mentions this as a practical observance and practice, which seems to imply that the Shach is understanding that this is something we can actually do today. This is the raya that the Baal Beis Ephraim brings in the Pritvua, and the Masham in the Das Taira also points out that the Kanfa Yainer from the Mechaba of the Me'il Tzedakah discusses about what kind of kli is necessary to use when performing this test on the lung, which would seem to imply that this is an actual practical test that is being actually done today. Now, in the Sefer Minchas Yosef, it's a classic on Shchita from Rav Chaim Yosef Aryeh Frege. He was a sheikhet in Brisk, and later he was in Yerushalayim. He had shaykhes with the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Shulev Diskin. He was actually Stalna Mechassid. So he mentions over there in Simen Lamed Vav, Naf Gimel, or Iskat Neches, he says that many asked him that nowadays we never see Beitche make this bedika. We never see that there's a noisy lung, and they say, not that they say that we can't test it like that good and it's treif, but the reverse. They never make any issue out of it. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch say you need a Beitik. And he says in his experience, he never saw that anyone actually required to do this test to source what the hole is. So he says this bothered him till he found what the Shulchan Gavaya was from Salonika in Sivkat and Yudalit says, that we mentioned earlier, Rashi says that we're referring to lung that makes noise as if the ear is escaping from it. So the Shulchan Gavaya says like this, he says, when you take any big shar and you blow it up, you're going to have lots of noise. That noise is because the small simpinas that are making noise, and noise is popping around as you blow it up. He says the sound that we're referring to is, that we tend to find in the slaughterhouse, is not the sound that Rashi's referring to. Rashi's referring to a hole that comes from a hole. I'm sorry, a noise that comes from a hole. And what we tend to hear in the slaughterhouse is just noise that comes when you blow up a lung, and that's why we don't stick it in water just for these noises. So the Milchus Yosef goes on and says when the holes are there from before, from when the animal is alive, he says every sheichet and baidek knows how to locate these holes, and he doesn't need to stick it in water. And even if he would stick it in water, he wouldn't be machshir because he knows how to tell it's there before. So therefore, and if the hole looks like it's drawn and it's clearly done with a rip or a knife, so it happens after Shechita. So there aren't really instances where it's necessary for us to do this test mentioned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, the Milchus Yosef says the only time you do this test is if the lung looks perfectly whole and it makes a noise, and he says this is something that doesn't actually tend to occur. The Beis David, on the other hand, somewhat later classic on Hilchos Shechita, says that when he prepared the Sefer for print, and he quoted this Minchas Yosef, so Rabbi Elio Baruch, his Rav, saw what he said, and he questioned this, and he says the Akir Tshuva also said, quotes a Chacham, that how could we say nowadays a upside down world where he doesn't say this, but I'm sort of interpreting what he's saying, that the test mentioned in the Gemara, we say we're not even sufficiently proficient to do, and over here we have something that the Gemara says that we have to do. It's over here we're relying on our own bekiyus to say that it shouldn't need testing, and what he actually, the Akir Tshuva does say is, but this is maybe what's running through his mind, that if we do have something that a hole that is making noise and it has a hole in it, at least in such an instance, we should have to test it. But the Beis David goes on and says that this other noise that the Shulchan Gavai is referring to, he says, this, he agrees, is something that every Shaykh and Baidik knows, that this noise is not an unusual noise and doesn't indicate any problem of a hole. And he says he had a personal experience that with the lung of a sheep that was blown up and making noise, and he was able to locate the hole, and without this noise, he never would have noticed this hole. And this is the test that's mentioned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.